If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
A perfect way to conclude this thing is with our old friend and the only correspondent of this show, the hardest working woman in journalism, Candace Jordan. Candace, what are you going to do? What are you going to do on Sundays from now on?
Well, Rick, I have no idea. I'm going to be absolutely lost without you, as is everyone else. I mean, that is not good news we're opening with.
I know, but it should be familiar news to a lot of people. This happens every single football season. So we adjust.
Doesn't make it right.
That's true. That's true, sweetie. How's the fall shaping up? You've got a couple. There's some interesting things I want to talk about with you. Instead of, you know, you'll be back on in November, and we can talk about things coming up in the fall and for Christmas.
I'll have a lot ready for you by then.
But what? Tell me about this Art Smith and Phil Stefani thing. Smith and Phil Stefani, great Chicago restaurateurs. They're working for the Pope now, right?
I am telling you, it is one of the most fascinating stories that I've come across in I don't know how long. You know, you and I both have been friends with Chef Art and Phil, too, for the longest time. And as long as I can remember, Art has always told me, he says, Candace, my dream is to one day cook for a Pope. And at that time, you know, he had been the chef for Oprah, he'd cook for the Dalai Lama, and he'd cook for all this multitude of other celebrities, and I thought, wow, that's a real pipe dream. Well, sure enough, like 7 months ago, he winds up finding himself invited to the Pope's summer palace in Castel Gandolfo to cook for a group of dignitaries of the Friends of Pope Francis. And so he's cooking, he does what he does best, of course, fried chicken, goat cheese biscuits, you know, anything that'll win their hearts. And as it turns out, who was at the table but Pope Leo? The new Pope was at the table, but he hadn't been, you know, Francis was still alive at the time.
Sure.
And so after this dinner, he winds up reaching out, after he's, you know, made Pope, he winds up reaching out to Art, and now Art and Phil Stefani will have the first partnership with the Vatican in a restaurant on the grounds of this 400-year-old papal palace.
It is an amazing story, and I have not seen it covered accurately or fully yet by any of the papers or any other place here. How'd Stefani get involved beside being Italian
question.
And from
here's
Chicago?
Here's how he got involved. So Art's over there. He's done the dinner, and he realizes he needs somebody that's Italian and has ties to, you know, obviously that the Catholic religion and they have the Vatican or whatever. So Phil Stefani is a dual citizen of Italy and, you know, the United States, and he travels at least 5 times a year to, you know, the Vatican and to everywhere. So he knows all the people, he knows everybody. And so the woman from Chicago Gourmet, Mary Lou, I don't know what her last name is, Mary Kay Bono. Uh-huh. She's the head of the Chicago Gourmet. So Art reaches out to her and says, you know, I need a partner in this, somebody that's got these connections. And she recommended Phil Stefani. And so that's how the two of them became partners in partnership with the Vatican.
I think it's fantastic. When do they begin? When does this collaboration, this culinary collaboration start?
Oh, it's already started. They've already got the whole restaurant actually put together. There's renderings, there's photographs that sent me of it. It's spectacular. It's indoor, outdoor. They plan on serving, you know, lunch and brunch and breakfast, and all used, this is interesting, they're using all products that is raised on these grounds of the Vatican. So, you know, they've got fresh, you know, cheeses and wines and all this stuff, so that's what they're going to use to serve. So I can't imagine a more heavenly meal, can you?
No, but I'm hoping that if Phil Stefani would do a favor for someone who has spent way too much money on drinks at various Stefani restaurants, and you go, you know, I'm gonna have Rick a little plate. I think Rick would have fun over here. Phil, if you're listening, or if you hear this on some delay, think about how long I've been going. I went to Stefani's on Rush before it was Stefani's. I think that's fabulous, Ken.
Oh, I just think it's the best story ever, and I love the fact. And Pope Leo had said to Art, before he was Pope, of course,
yeah.
that at this dinner, he says, you know, I'm from Kenwood. I lived in Kenwood, which is where, you know, Art and his husband, Jesus, lived.
Sure.
And so they had that in common to begin with. And then from there, he said he liked his goat cheese biscuits.
I know you're. And, I know you are great, great friends with Art. You are going to get some stories, Candace, and be ready to tell me all of them.
Let me tell you, I will share everything because, I mean, I just adore him. And I think, you know, he's got such an amazing, authentic personality. And
yeah.
I think, you know, he could sell ice to Eskimos. And I'm sure that he charmed the devil, obviously. He did charm the devil out of everybody there at that table. So I'm just thrilled for him. I think this is an amazing opportunity.
I do too, honey. It's going to be great. Tell me about your buddy. You have so many friends. You have so many friends. I couldn't go because I work for the paper, but Maria Pappas's fundraiser was very successful.
It was like a week ago at Kenzie Chop House. I'm telling you, the place was packed, absolutely packed, and it was way beyond her expectations. Paul Vallis was there throwing his support around her. I mean, and it just
For all the good that's going to do her, but yeah.
Well, you know, he's smart, and he's got some things he can share that can help her out.
Sure, sure.
It was just a very heartwarming to see the love that people have for her, and she gave an absolutely stem-winding speech about, you know, how she can help the city and, you know, what needs to be done and how, I mean, and frankly, she shared all the things that she's done. I mean, the communities she goes into, she had people from Black Men United there, which are a huge group of supporters of hers that she does a lot with, and so support was there from every single community, and it was really something to see. I loved it.
Do you think, with your journalistic head, do you think she has a chance in the mayoral run?
Oh, I absolutely do. I absolutely do. Yeah. No, I've watched her followed her. I've been with her at these events, and I see the outpouring of love for her. I mean, it's like you're watching literally the Pope walk through a crowd. And so I think that if people vote, that's the key. If people vote, that she will definitely have a chance.
I'm sure that you and your lovely husband, Chuck, will be voting for her. So that's...
Oh, he's got his own cards made up.
It begins with two votes and goes on from there. I have six full minutes. With Candace Jordan until we're both off until November. I know you'll somehow get through. We will have our.
I don't think so.
We'll have
to have dinner every Sunday together.
That's fine by me. That's fine by me. Listen, you're going to some kind of new gala tonight, right? It's called Farm.
It was last night, and it was fabulous. It is, you know, it's a brand new event. It's a nonprofit called Farm to Veteran.
Uh-huh.
And it was established in 2020 as a for-profit to help feed veterans in need facing food insecurities. Well, they've turned it into a not-for-profit, and last night was their inaugural gala. It was called the Farm Fresh Hope Gala, and it was at the Field Museum. SNL comedian David Spade was the headliner, which was really exciting.
That's pretty big.
But, you know, they raised 100,000 meals were donated last year to vets across the country. So it's a nationwide nonprofit.
Who runs this thing, Candace?
Her name is
don't worry about it.
Ask me that. Well, I don't know. She gave a really great speech last night. I'll have to come up with a name.
You'll obviously be writing about it too for Candace.
But just remember the nonprofit's name. It's Farm to Veteran, and all the foods that are produced on the farm are delivered to these veterans in need. All fresh foods, you know, better than organic. And I mean, they have such a passion for it. And this woman, whose name I can't remember, that founded it, gave the most incredibly inspiring speech at this event last night. She had everybody in tears. They had an incredible video showing how appreciative, obviously, these veterans were to receive this.
Sure.
And I think it's just such an incredible concept because I've never heard of anything that does something like this for the veterans.
Well, it's always good. It's always good too to hear about the birth of a new charitable organization. This sounds like a great one. I'll do more than look into it. You on Thursday night, because you're out every night. Thursday night, you were honored. The night was about you, wasn't it, Candace Jordan?
Well, not about me, but here's how things happen. It was the World Fashion Festival is an organization that was founded by Cesar Roland, who has been in the fashion world for decades. I've known him literally for decades, and he is so passionate about bringing together, you know, international designers into a global community. And so it was held at Macy's and the Walnut Room, which of course was fantastic.
Sure.
And he brought together three designers from Pakistan, Africa, Argentina, and I mean, they had flamenco dancers. They had a DJ that had everybody up dancing in their chairs. It was just the most joyous event.
Well, frankly, it sounds crazy to me, but it sounds fun.
It was wild and crazy. But anyway, he had asked me before the event. He says, Candace, I'd like to honor you at the event with the Iconic Legacy Award. And I thought, oh, my God, that I'll never live up to this. But I said, sure. So here I am thinking that, you know, he'll just make me stand in the audience and I'll wave and, you know, that'll be the end of it. Well, he had a half-hour speech prepared, this whole presentation.
About you?
Beautiful. Yes.
Oh, God, I wish I was there.
Beautiful award. I mean, I was literally in tears, and I'm still on cloud nine over it. And I mean, what he does for fashion is just so incredible. But for him to, you know, recognize me in addition was just, oh, my God.
Candace Jordan, face facts, will you please, dear? What you do, seriously, there are very few, if any, other people doing what you do for the philanthropic community in Chicago. Mm. You have to, you know, there was a time years ago where, you know, newspapers did that with some frequency, but mm-hmm. you're virtually the only game in town now. I mean,
I handle that mantle happily and proudly. So you might be right, but anyway, it's what I love to do, and it helps so many people, and it helps me. It makes me happy. I have fun doing it.
Yes, it's just Chuck who has to go to all these things with you and stand up the side and go, oh my God, another award for Candace. Give me another line.
There is some truth to that comment, Rick.
I know you're out almost every night. Well, you and I, dear, will plan a dinner. We'll go out one night, one Sunday night in October when we're not on the radio, and we'll listen to the Bears game or whatever is on W. We'll have a celebration. We'll have a celebratory night out.
That, but I do hope the Bears do well. But hey, can I say one more thing?
Of course.
Okay, the Chicago River Swim was today, and it just concluded.
Don't tell me you
ago.
Won the swim.
They a Chicago area Olympian who won gold and bronze, and she was the winner of the 1 mile race. But they raised $150,000 for ALS research with 263 swimmers.
Wow! You had to qualify. It couldn't be just some joker coming from Starbucks who said, "Yeah, I think I can swim." Qualify for this, did they not?
Right, yeah. Can you imagine just being an average swimmer and that Olympian just swirls past you to win the race? But anyway, her name is Olivia Smoliga, and she's a Chicago area native and Olympian, and she won it in 22.10 seconds.
Wow.
No, 22.45.
Well, maybe that'll be something for you to aspire to next year, to be in the swim.
You and I both.
And
we'll
win,
both
a good fat chance. And win the swim thing so you get another trophy on your mantle. Candace, I will. We will go out. We will have dinner in one of these Sunday nights in October. And Candace Jordan will be back on the air. Just imagine all the news she will have when she comes back on November. Go give your husband a big kiss for me. And
I sure will.
I'll see you soon,
Thank
honey.
You
Thank
so much,
you.
Rick. See you soon, honey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.